It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and I had a typical social media experience last week. You see, I wrote my weekly column for allaccess.com, and it was posted to Facebook for promotion, and I made the mistake of violating my cardinal rule never to read the comments. I read them, and it became clear that some people were commenting without having read my actual column. Oh, they read the headline, which was a quote from The Godfather intended to be ironic, and maybe the first sentence or so from the little excerpt blurb, and reacted to that, and managed to take from it exactly the opposite of what I was saying. At least that's being generous to them. It's possible, though I doubt it, that they read the column and just missed the point. To be fair, some people did read it and did get my point, but when it seems like people just read a headline or a tweet and go off on that, it's just what people do these days, and it's an example of how social media has distorted the discussion of, well, just about everything. People don't click through. They see a headline, assume that's all they need to know, and take it from there. I don't know how we fix that, short of never posting anything on Facebook, but that would mean leaving the primary distributor of news in 2020 even more loaded with lies and bad takes than it is now. Anyway, do every content creator a favor. Click through, read, and then comment. If you're wasting time with Facebook and Twitter, you have time to do that. There'll be time for more tomorrow. For now, that's enough.